Thank you for tuning in to the Pointless Talks podcast. This episode is being brought to you as a part of the many things that Pointless creates. For our returning listeners, thank you so much for coming back. And if this is your first episode, welcome, get comfortable, and please keep an open mind.
Hey, so, we're here. welcome back. I just keep saying welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Before I get into why I sound like this, what's my something good today? This is rough. What is my something good today? I need to start planning this part of the episode because I can't ever remember. What is my something good today? I don't want it to be about work because I have like good days at work. Like, especially since it's like I usually record on Tuesdays, and Tuesdays like the calm after a Monday, and then I'm like excited because it's Taco Tuesday and Tequila Tuesday, Titty Tuesday. but Dios mío, I was able to get some. Okay, so I'm in the middle of doing a couple commissions right now, and one of them I had to do, I decided to try something different, whatever, whatever. I went out to get certain additives to put in there, some stuff to add to it for, you know, personalization or whatever. And one of them I got for free, which I didn't plan for, but that was something good because I was like, I got to the register and they're like, you're fine. And I was like, huh? And they're like, you're good, it's okay. And I was just like, okay, say less. I should have gave them my business card. Damn. But that was my something good, you know, just abundance upon abundance upon abundance. I'm currently struggling right now. I posted a tweet the other day. Was it yesterday? Monday for those. Well, this episode drops on Wednesday. But I posted a tweet on Monday requesting. It was a joke, but not really. But saying I needed to lose this belly in the next 8 days. And aside from the recommendations of cocaine, I got too many. Literally, majority of the responses were cocaine or some reference indicating that I should go for cocaine. And I was like, y'all know I don't even smoke. Like, we're going to get all the way to cocaine? That's crazy. But the people who know me, they were joking. But I got a couple of people who suggested grapefruit juice. Someone suggested the grapefruit juice detox. So I was like, you know what? Let's try it. You know, I have a day off on Wednesday. Let's try it and see. Yo, I just saw a reflection in the window and ooh, my friend Fidupina. But wow, that was. That reflection got me. Anyways, I might need to go. It's gonna block out my peripheral vision as far as that goes. Peripheral vision. Anyways, I'm hungry. Moral of the story is I'm starving. I am. And it's crazy though, because the beginning of this year, like the end of last year, beginning of this year, I was fasting. I was trying to see how many hours I can go and not like go delulu. It was a water fast. Like I was just drinking water and I was limiting my time to, what is it, like 4 hours, like 4 to 6 hours. And I did, like, I was able to do 20 hours a couple times, and I didn't have an issue with that because I have 4 hours where I was actually eating food, so it didn't feel crazy. But this is crazy. There's been no solid food put into my body, what time is it now? In the last 24 hours. This is day one. Tomorrow's day two. I decided to do it on Tuesday, you know, forfeit my Taco Tuesday to see what this result brings. Now, keep in mind, this is a detox. I don't know if it's going to do much for me because I don't eat poorly for the most part. Like, I just love carbs. That's my problem. I love carbs. I love potatoes. I love bread. I love pasta. I love rice. I love them all in many of the forms that they come in. I love carbs. That's me. Ground provision, I love, but I feel like I need to get back to consuming that more so than, you know, the other stuff. I just love starchy foods, like, you know. I do have a really bad sweet tooth also, but as a big woman, I don't indulge as much as I used to. But for the most part, I don't eat fried. First of all, I'm too afraid of hot grease splashing me. So I don't fry food unless it's like plantains, because plantain have a fry, like, what do you mean? I mean, I eat it boiled too, but like that's not like deep frying, you know? And I'll make like sweet potato fries here and there. But as far as like frying food for real, like on a regular basis, I don't do that. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. Like, this is like the most juice I've had probably in my life. Like, well, no. When I lived in Jamaica, I used to drink juice all the time because it was fresh squeezed juice. Like, I was making my juice myself. But, like, actually, no. There was a time I did a juice cleanse. I was doing I was juicing for a bit. So, yeah. I was doing smoothies. I wasn't doing juice. Was I doing juice? I was doing, like, they had these little cold-pressed juices at 7-Eleven. I wish there was 7-Eleven here. I feel like I'm talking really low. But that's because I don't have the energy. If I start yawning on y'all, I'm sorry. My body is hungry. Now, back to what I was saying, because I done went way off on a tangent about this. I physically, my body does not feel hungry. Like, I don't feel, my stomach's not grumbling. I've been burping all day, like beer gas. This must be just gas. Why my belly puff up so? But I've been burping all day and peeing because ain't nothing else to come out. So my stomach, I don't feel like hungry. You know, you get like hunger pains and your stomach feels like that. I don't feel that. I have not felt that all day today, but I have, my head feels uncomfortable. Like, I feel like my hair might be too tight, which is why I might have like a slight headache, but my head feels like it's in a cloud a little bit. Like, I hope I don't pass out. Don't judge me, okay? It's a 2-day detox, 2 days. And I have people on standby to make sure that I'm communicating, and I'm on social media. Like, I'm okay. Like, but you know what my problem is? If I go these 2 days without eating, right? My next thing is, shit. How long can I go? And no, I'm going to Google it first before I'm like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, whatever. But there are people who juice for 7 days straight, if not more. And, you know, I've been wanting to start juicing. So this might be the segue into that. I don't know. We'll see. Because I was supposed to go grocery shopping this week. But since I said I'm doing a detox, I wait until afterwards and go grocery shopping and then blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Anyways, we have been going about 8 minutes about this. Let's change gears a little bit. This is what, episode 98? We got 2 more episodes until we hit 100. Well, no. This episode and the next one, and then that's going to be 100. How do you guys usually count that? Do you say 2 more if you're in, like, you know? Anyways, whatever. This is 98, and we have 99. And, oh my gosh, guys. 98 is the year I came to this god-awful country for the first time. But yeah, migrated. Speaking of migration, you see how my brain works? I don't know if y'all seen what's going on in Haiti right now. I could not watch the full video of them barbecuing that human being and consuming it. I probably should have done a trigger warning before I started that. Before I stated that, anyways, that's all I'm gonna say about that. I feel too much because I feel myself like getting ready to like get emotional. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Like, I saw a video the other day about some cat. Wow, just no. That's all I gotta say is no. Just no. Just no. So the people that are trying to leave, rightfully so, I don't wrong them. They are trying to flee, and you know they can't go to DR because they already don't want them over there. CARICOM, like countries within CARICOM, are opening their borders. I see some people talking about why is Jamaica opening their borders? Like, we already have enough problem, re-tay-tay. And on one hand, yes, but if you can help, why not? Even if it's so much as, you know, offering asylum or whatever. I just, that got me feeling so, like, my chest feels tight. Like, I've been, okay. I disassociate from a lot of things, and I compartmentalize things that bother me. I have been seeing the story, and I have been avoiding it. I've been avoiding looking into it too far and thinking about what is actually happening. You know, you see something, you don't really, like, pay attention to what you're seeing. Like, you're seeing a sea, like, see I'm blind, you know? Mighty God. Like, I feel like I've said that so much in this past week. Like, oh. That made me feel really, really heavy. Like, that just, I need to go burn some sage or something. Like, Jesus, like, I'm freaking out, guys. I'm freaking out. Not even just that, just everything else that's going on, too. That was just the icing on the cake for me. That was just like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, what the fuck is going on? And the fact that they're all recording this and just, I get it, spread awareness, visibility is vital. Yes, but my word, like, no. The countries that are opening their borders, shout out to them. However, the Bahamas said no. The Bahamas said, we're not going to be a part of this. The movement of people throughout, no, we're not going to be a part of this. And then they reiterate that they're not going to be a part. Listen, I was raised on the notion of stand for something or you'll fall for anything. So if that's what that's the hill they want to die on, that's the hill they want to die on. I don't live in the Bahamas. I've never been to the Bahamas. I am not Bahamian. I can't speak on what they choose to do in or for their country. I just know that I said what I said. Like, they're not opening their borders to the movement. They're not participating. They're not. They're a monkey. So, yeah. That's all I got to say about that. Oh, I saw something before I came. Oh, geez. I just lost the page. You see what happens when you don't just screenshot and save stuff? Now I got to go back and talk about what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about, but I don't want to quote it incorrectly. So, yes, there's a politician in Jamaica. This is from The Star, and anyways, if you know, you know. There's a politician that is being charged with buggery. For those of you who have been listening or who have listened to all of the episodes, there was an episode where we talked about buggery. But before I get into that, we're just going to continue to read. The headline says, politician charged with buggery. Now, the politician is also the principal of a high school in St. Mary. Is the school in St. Mary? I don't see if the school is in St. Mary. But he is the representative for the People's National Party in St. Mary Western. PNP, short term. He was charged with buggery. If you do not know what buggery is, it is anal sex. Blatantly put, it's anal sex. It is anal sex between same-sex couples, heterosexual couples. It's anal sex across the board, whether consensual, non-consensual, man on man, man on woman, woman on woman, like it, any form of anal penetration for sexual pleasure is a crime in Jamaica. And if you did not know that, now you know. So the politician was charged with buggery. And in an effort to focus on clearing his name of said allegation, he has opted to step down from his position with PNP. There are people calling for him to also resign as principal of the high school. Now, why is the school named Tacky? Like T-A-C-K-Y High School. Tacky High School. Okay, whatever. Besides the point, you know, sometimes we really can't stand my people. Like, I really don't like us. Because if it's simply, I don't want to minimize rape. If it was non-consensual, like if it's, there was no consent, okay, yes, charge him. However, what two consenting adults do in the privacy of their involvement? Why is that the business of the government? Like, and also, saying that that is lewd and abnormal activity, et cetera, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But making that a law, we're not going to go back to that. Go listen to the episode. I don't remember which number it is, but we talked about it. It's, you know, no baptism, essentially, is supposed to be carrying on. So I almost said something about my business. But anyways, if anyone that doesn't know what's going on, the politician's name is Errol Basco. But yeah, he is as recent as this post today. He is still the standing principal of the school, but he stepped down from his political position to focus on the case, apparently, to focus on clearing his name. So yeah, I need water. Man, it's orange something again. Okay, while we're in Jamaica, I forgot to bring this up last week. Switch gears a little bit. That was a little, them last two topics were just a little too rough for me right there. Just, yeah. Last week I forgot to bring up, was it last week or the week before? Smiley win a lotto, right? Win lottery. And it's, the winning amount was what? Oh, this is, am I the only person who does this? Like, I just be holding on to my hoodie. It's only my hoodies that I do this with, though. Just stretch out the neck like Samia Pitney. But the winner was to collect a check for $342 million Jamaican dollars, which roughly, it came out to a couple mil US. And when I say full incognito, first of all, is it a man or a woman? Because it looked like they put on some kind of heels or something to raise their height. I am here for it. Because me personally, if me win a lotto, I don't want nobody to know someone win. Except, actually, would I tell the people closest to me that I win a lotto, I'm going to just start sending a little bit of money. Or I say, hey, we're going to go on one trip. Or we're going to do this. Or, you know, all of a sudden, I'm going to just be real splurgy. You know? I don't think I would quit. Would I quit my... Depends on how much money it is. Depends on how much money it is. I mean, I have some things I'm more on take care of, you know? But like, let's say it was 342 US, like 342 million US dollar. Listen to me. Work done. What do you mean? Right? Listen. And what I'm wearing to pick it up, like, why? Okay. I would never, why do they make you have to, like, do the whole press release shit? Like, the whole, like, show up and collect the check and take picture and do interview on Ray Tay Tay. Like, I guess it's for promotion of the lotto to show that people do win. Because they can say anybody win and nobody don't see nobody coming to collect the check. And people might feel like, say, they might get robbed. I mean, it's a gamble at the end of the day. So, I rob you, I get robbed voluntarily. But, you know, in my mind, I'm going to win the lotto. I do not play the lotto. But I want to. I get emails from Georgia Lottery telling me to come, you know, play lotto. But I just, the probability just doesn't, it doesn't work for me. Now, if somebody want dream some number, send me. You know, we might do a thing. Me send you 10% for your contribution. But y'all, I think this detox is dehydrating me. But no, I'm dehydrating me because I'm supposed to drink a gallon of it. Like I said, I don't really drink juice. I think I'm at like half a gallon. I stopped like 3 hours ago. I've just been drinking water and not even a lot because every 2 seconds I'm going to go pee and I knew I had to come record this and I wasn't going to stop and come back. So, yes. Okay. I want to talk about this topic and then leave it there. I don't think, have I talked about this topic before? Let me search this word in my notes because I have all my episodes pretty much. Let me see. I don't think I have an episode where I dove in depth about this topic. Okay. I'm sick and tired of seeing these tweets and these posts on Instagram and TikTok and all the social media platforms about what women bring to the table. I'm going to keep it quick. If you are approaching a woman, you should not be asking her what she brings to the table. That means you're approaching her based solely on looks. And if you see somebody else on the road, that's one thing because, you know, whatever. But at the same time, get to know people instead of just out the gate. What do you bring to the table? Like, what can you offer? Like, y'all look me? Are you looking me or am I looking you? Because I did not approach you. So you should not be worried about what I bring to what table or whatever. Like, at this point, I'm the table because you approached. So, yeah. And in the sense of, like, if you know about somebody or you run in the same circles or whatever the case is, if you have an idea of who they are or how they navigate, it's weird as hell to be asking that question also. I just want that conversation to be, like, killed. I want it to be done. I want it to be dead. I just, I'm sick of it because it's the people who are approaching you that are asking this. Why are you approaching me to ask me? I was minding my business. I don't bring anything to the table. I was minding my business. I did not come to the table. I was minding my business. Okay? So, yeah. I also realized that, like, a lot of people, I don't want to just say men, a lot of people are upset when people have standards. And I'm not sure if it's because of what they're used to or if it's just a sense of entitlement because their head is lodged within their anus and they feel like, you know, that's the end all be all. Like, it's their life from front to back. Like, it's about them. But I'm gonna say this every episode. Trust your gut. Just trust your gut when you're navigating involvements with people because some people will fabricate and, like, try to come off as, like, oh, this nice person. I'm all of these things. But self-praise is not a recommendation at the end of the day, right? I have noticed a pattern of very, like, I don't want to say weird, but it's weird. Like, it's weird behavior from good guys. You know, like, I've seen the tweet before, and I've come across my fair share of them. But look at my shift camera. I don't trust any man that considers himself a good guy, who says that they're a good guy. If you're advertising yourself as a good guy, like, you know, I'm a nice guy. I'm a good guy. I'm looking at you sideways. I'm looking at you sideways because oftentimes what comes with that is a level of expectation to receive something because you are Zed, you know? And you're not entitled. You're not entitled to space, to opportunity, to attention, to anything because you are quote unquote a good guy. And I'm going to tell y'all my business, why we got here. So I went on a date the other day, right? It wasn't a date. I went out with somebody. Somebody is watching this video like, Janae, it was a date. Anyways, like I said, it wasn't a date, right? I went on an outing, and my boundaries were pushed, right? I communicated this with the person because, listen, I love the word no. No is a complete sentence. It encompasses everything that needs to be said. No, right? So went out, whatever, whatever. And it wasn't even anything crazy. It was just like offering to get me stuff. And I was like, no, it's okay. Or offering to like do something that they felt like would help me. And I just kept saying no, because let things flow naturally, okay? Like if I'm out with my partner and my partner wants to hold my purse, I would allow my partner to hold my purse if I don't want to hold my purse. Now, if the purse is a part of the look, the purse is staying. The purse is staying. I don't care if I'm dancing. I don't care if we're walking. If I want to hold my purse, I'm going to hold my purse. Now, if I don't want to hold my purse, I'm like, can you hold this? But that's literally with my partner or people that are like in my orbit. You are passing through. I don't know you. We just met. I'm not even saying like we just met like 2 days ago, but like even still, like you're still fresh. I'm still getting to know you. I don't know. You might run off with my shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, it wasn't even a matter of me thinking about them running off with myself. It's just, I don't have a problem holding my purse. This is just one of the things that just annoyed the shit out of me. I don't have a problem holding my purse. I shouldn't have to explain to you that I don't have a problem holding my purse, that my purse is not bothering me. First of all, it's a crossbody. It doubles as a crossbody. I was holding it by the handle because, you know, it's a cute little, And I was, you know, whatever. After like the third time, I feel like it was more than three times. I literally was just like, okay, this is bothering you. Let me just throw it over my body or whatever. Because those who know me know that I can get a bit like, what's the word my mom used? Huggish. I am a work in progress, okay? Every day I try to be a polite human being. I feel as though because I'm kind for the most part, people think that I'm nice. I'm ignorant differently. Like I'm a doc. Like it's really bad. Right? I'm working on myself. You know, I'm working diligently on myself. If I tell you no, respect no. Point blank, period. Right? That's like, nothing else. No, don't ask me what. No. Because obviously I don't feel like it. So no is the answer. Like, full stop. Like, that's what it did. Like, right? That's just, like, why are you pushing it? Why are you asking again and again and again and again? Like, at this point, I feel like violence needs to ensue. And I'm not a violent person, but like, dog, you deaf? Like, tick break of the ears, like, I said, no, how much time? You see the body language, like, read the fucking room. Read the room. Like, why do you think that is okay? And the fact that that was not the first scenario throughout that outing, that I was just like, bruh. And I feel like in this stage of my life, my boundaries are being pushed in many different ways. And it's coming to a point of like, how are you going to handle these situations? You know, I feel like I'm in one of those like growing pains eras of my life right now. Or like this past year, I feel like a lot of my boundaries are being tested. And it's a matter of, how much empathy and grace am I going to extend before me for clat some people? Because I really, I'm just like, no, thank you. It's okay. No, it's okay. No, I'm fine. No, it's fine. Like, it's okay. How many times do you need to say that to somebody before it's like you do a different approach? Because obviously we're going for insanity at this point. Like, we're trying to get different results with the same effort. Stop it. Right? And then now when my customer, I'm going bad on rete tail, and I say, oh my God, you never have to go on so on, you never have to this and it. I did not. If you respected my boundary, I would not have to get to this point. Me telling you no one time is enough, should be enough, should be respected. And Honestly, am I fat still? Because could I just pack up and pick up my bag and go on my yard? Because I like to be sitting and I have no food or rate. It's just I decided to, you know, share space with somebody because XYZ, whatever, whatever. We're chilling, it's good, whatever. You know, go out, have a nice time. It wouldn't have made much of a difference to my life if it did not occur. But I said, you know what? I need to go outside. I need to stop hole up in the house and I need to, you know, go have a life. You know, I'm young, I'm a nice and ratatay. You know, sitting in that house all day, like say I'm a spinster, you know, crocheting my one little scarf. Like, go outside and go do something. No, I'm not going outside anymore. Like, we're going back into hibernation. I am not interested. Y'all are weird. I'm grossed out. I'm uncomfortable. And if y'all see me outside and I look mean, leave me alone. Do not bother me. Do not talk to me. Like, leave me alone. If you are not approaching me with good, Jesus, with good intentions, yo, if you know, you know. Oh my God, I'm going to go cry. If you're not approaching me with good intentions, if you're not approaching me with the intention of being considerate of me and who I am and what makes me comfortable, low me. Look and don't look. Look past me, look through me, no, look, don't see me, don't approach me, don't speak to me. And I feel like that should go for all people. If you see somebody and you're like, oh, yes, they look like a nice spider. If you don't, in the back of your mind, have any intention of being considerate of what this person wants or needs or requires to feel safe, leave them the fuck alone. Low them. Y'all come in people's lives with y'all bullshit, y'all trauma, y'all fuckery. And like, either dump that on them or manipulate the situation in some weird, twisted, like, just leave people alone. Work on yourself. Heal. Like, go drink some water. Like, ugh. Anyways, what else do I have on this? Was that everything I had to talk about? Yep, that was everything. Oh, no. I was going to talk about my gut feeling and, like, human design, but we're already past 30 minutes, so we can talk about that at another time. However, we can briefly state that my authority, if you didn't know, is emotional. Like, that's how I make my decisions, based on how I feel. Like, it's tried and true, literally. It's how I feel. And solar plexus. So, if that serves you in any way, do with that information what you will. What am I doing for episode 100? I actually was thinking about this earlier, and then I got a message about it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to think about this. In the back of my mind, I was thinking a live episode. No. No. No, absolutely not. A live episode in 2 episodes? Oh, God, Jesus, no. I feel hot thinking. Oh, Jesus. I feel hot thinking about that. Like, I'm going to cry. Something happened between now and the first episode, and like, a lot of things have happened. It's been a ride, guys. It has been a ride. But we're there. Grateful for everybody who make it upon the journey, you know, who is still on the journey, who is strapped in and dedicated and willing to continue on this ride. Appreciate to know more than I don't even know, because more while I don't know me I do it for. Because it started for me, it started for us. And at some point, it was for me, and at some point, it is for you. But at the end of the day, it come back full circle, and it is for the entirety of us, you know? So, anyhow, with that said, before I start crying again, make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel. I don't care where else y'all subscribe. Just subscribe to the YouTube channel. I look at the numbers and I see that y'all are listening on all these other platforms. I appreciate it. But go give me my YouTube streams, the man. I beg on a little stream them. Beg on a little wait name. Some subscriptions and things. Some views, some hours, some watch time. Thank you to those who are already here looking at me do the most with these facial expressions and my crooked nose ring every episode, because if you know me, you know I don't worry too much about the nose ring. Like, I'm wipe my nose and then something shift and rate. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. It is Pointless Talks. PointlessSS. 3S. If you don't know, say 3S by now. On and I listen. And first of all, if you're listening, look upon the name of the something is Pointless Talks. What else? Go buy some crafts, man. 420 is coming. There's another yard. 1912? 1292. Dyslexia. Another Queer Caribbean event in Atlanta. It is coming up April 20th. It is, what is that? That's a Saturday, right? I feel like that's a Saturday. My calendar there. Yes, that is a Saturday. Details on their Instagram. There's another event there. There's a shit at this weekend. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, something I keep this weekend. Oh my goodness. Shift to something again. There is a St. Patrick's Day party on the 16th, if you have not gotten your tickets already. It is there. And what else I keep? Buy trays. That's how I got here, because I thought about 420, ashtrays, rolling trays. Yes, I am in the process of getting all of my trays on the website. I have a lot that I have not posted because I work, you know. But I have stuff now that I have to unmold as well. Listen, things are happening. I've been lax on the Instagram post and the TikTok post for the past couple weeks because rest is productive, rest is necessary, rest is required. But also because I am in the midst of resting. Because I don't know how to sit still. I am still working. So the videos are there. They just need to be edited. Yo, I need a... Nobody know I could edit some video for me? Somebody said I need to get a team. I need to stop doing everything for myself. If you agree and you have talents and skills and retete and you would like to join the movement, send me a message. DM me. Tweet me. Email ask pointless ASKPOINTLESSS. This I got too long now. Yes, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you check out all the things that are pointless. The website is pointlesstalks.com. Yo, something crooked. I just realized I said something crooked and I'm gone. Anyways, www.pointlesstalks.com. Everything that is pointless is there, from the YouTube, every platform you can listen to the podcast. All the crafts, merchandise. I have some new merch coming that I haven't put photographs on the internet as yet. Oh no, today's not Wednesday. Oh my goodness. I have to go check out this print shop. Sorry, I thought I missed a day, but I'm thinking it's Wednesday because y'all are listening to this on Wednesday, but I have to actually go do it on, see what I'm saying? Work. That's all I got. I don't have nothing else for Uno. Make sure, you know, Uno, take care of yourself and each other. Trust your gut. That is the theme. Enforce your boundaries, trust your gut. And just like everything else we do over here at Pointless Talks, Pointless Creates. Ooh, y'all hear how my voice sound? We need to go eat. Yes, I had to do that. Whether you got here on purpose or by fate, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Pointless Talks. Bye.